Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
After a long wait for today's court proceedings, we were told that Thabo Bester will be appearing virtually, while Nandipha also is appearing virtually. It is just a short proceeding for Thabo Bester, whereby his lawyer has confirmed that, or rather submitted in court, that he would want his client to appear in person so that it can be easy for him to take instructions when he's just around, or rather when he's appearing in court, and also for the court to satisfy itself in regarding to the identity of Thabo Bester. And that matter, of course, has been postponed to the 20th of June, whereby now it will remain to be seen on whether Thabo Bester will be back in court in person, or he will again appear virtually. But on the other side, just now, we from another appearance of Dr. Nandipha Makudumana, also appearing from Kroonstad prison. Just a brief appearance whereby his lawyer, Mr. Machini Mutohungu, was saying that there's still more investigation that they want to do regarding this matter, and therefore it should be remanded to the 20th of June, of which now magistrate has granted that order. But now we are back with the accused. You must remember that there is accused that are appearing for formal bail application. Those are former G4S employees. And that is now the official case that is expected to rather take long, the proceedings, as they were busy cross-examining the state witnesses. Also now we're expecting the defense thereof to be cross-examining the state witnesses, as last week it only state that rather ask the questions. Now we're expecting the defense to ask questions.
Do we know if Thabo Bester and Dr. Nandipha will be appearing together on the 20th?
It remains to be seen, as of course we heard the lawyer of Thabo Bester saying that it's ideal that Thabo Bester appears in person. However, we know the security reasons thereof as to why he has appeared virtually, but for Nandipha Makudumana, there was not so much that was said in court regarding to why she has appeared virtually. However, we knew that today they were going to appear for a short time for, of course, postponement. But on the 20th of June now, will be enlightened, I want to believe, at a later stage as to whether the two will appear in court or continue to appear virtually.
In terms of the gallery and those outside court, what can you tell me?
The strong police presence and contingency is very high. And also, this we know this case has gained traction. All the media houses are here. And also at the gallery is expected, the family of Kater for Bering. From day one, they've been attending this matter, because we know that they still want closure as to know what really transpired, what happened to Kater for Bering. We must remember Kater for Bering is the one whose body was used in aiding and abetting, of course, the escape of Thabo Bester. So she's here. Action SA also, they've been following this matter from day one. And also we saw the family of Natasha Janssen, who is accused number 8 in this matter.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.